music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's
too late. The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
And we are back, folks. We're going to take some more calls for us both here on the program. And I think we have Wes up next in Idaho. Wes, come on up.
Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, Rick and Art. Are either or both of you familiar with the term earthing? It's guaranteed. I guarantee it will revolutionize healthcare. It's
what is the word?
Earthing is the name of the company. They've got some patents. It's the same as walking barefoot on the grass or on the beach. They have developed, it's some really inexpensive equipment, a band around your leg that has silver in it that connects to ground, electrical ground. In a modern house, your outlet has a ground on it, or in my case, I've got an older house. I had to connect it to the cold water pipe coming in. It just has to be ground. You can also buy a stake that you can put into the ground that allows you electrical contact so you can sleep or work in your house on the third floor or whatever and still be effectively connected to ground, because our body needs to be grounded.
Wes, I was just thinking, though, really, we're really trying to stick with the main topics right now. Can we hold that for when we do a health segment?
Well, okay. I want to pass it on. I'll go to another subject. I've got a book here, Uncovering the Mysteries of Your Hidden Inheritance. Page 3, it says here, quote from Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
All right.
To destroy a people, you must first sever their roots. Are you familiar with this book written by Blasius?
I'm familiar with Antonoli Solzhenitsyn and all of the books that he's written. No, I'm not familiar with this particular one, though. No, why? Okay. What does he say?
This is one of the best books I've ever come across for Christian identity. I mean, until we learn that, these Jews are not the Israel of the Bible.
I know. Okay.
A lot of people on RBN are really, really down on this Christian identity. Oh, man, that's horrible to think that the white race is the true Israel of Scripture. Anyway, this book, like I said, Blasius, Uncovering the Mysteries of Your Hidden Inheritance, I just sent a copy of it, and it's The Jews Stupid, another great book by Vincent Bertinelli. I sent copies to our president, Trump. We'll see. I also sent him a 10-page letter. I said, what are you going to do on June 8th about the USS Liberty? Are you going to recognize that, or are you going to tell us to recognize this Jewish fable called a Holocaust, in which there were no gas chambers, whatever. There was no forced death.
Well, good to you. I appreciate that, Wes. Thanks for the information. Now we got to move along. We have other calls, all right? Okay, thanks a lot. I mean, we get the drift here, and we're familiar with the whole nine yards. All right, let's go on to our next call now. We have Dave in Nevada. Come on, Dave, you come up.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to comment on a little bit about this trip, this what I call a tri-country trip of Donald Trump's. He's visiting basically the kind of the centers of the three religions.
Yes.
So he's basically like Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Vatican City. What's happening is going to happen. In other words, it's a foregone conclusion. In 2013, the then Pope Benedict XVI met with Abbas and Ariel Sharon of Israel. Mm-hmm. They were already discussing a tripart Jerusalem where they're going to divide the city up equally between the three religions. And what they're doing is they're basically going to rearrange Jerusalem in the plan that they've already set out to divide it. And what I think they're going to do is they're going to call it some kind of interfaith center. That's what they're going to call it. And you're not going to be able to. What they're going to try to do is they're going to try to erase all the differences between the three religions. And so you can't really practice any one of them specifically, but you can practice them in general. In other words, Catholicism, Judaism, and Islam are all going to be kind of destroyed. And you're
you can see it, the melding down, if you will, the amalgamation of all the religions into a syrupy, soupy religion for peace and safety. You see, that's the prelude to when Satan will appear. This is what it's all designed to do. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I agree.
And so what they're doing is what they have to do is there's millions of different religions, but it's the three main core religions of I guess generally speaking of Abraham that have to be first. They have to be tweaked first, and then the rest of the religions will fall under suit. Because if you look at the previous popes in the past 50 years. They've all had ecumenical religious services with Indians, Hindus, Muslims. They've gone into synagogues. This is only in the past 60 years. It's never happened before in the history of the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And another thing is since the Second Vatican Council, all of the popes, to my knowledge, except for one, I don't know for sure, they've been members of the tribe. For instance, this current Pope, Pope Francis, his last name is Bergoglio, Berg, B-E-R-G, right?
Yes.
And so this thing has been going on. I mean, it's like an undercurrent of Western history for hundreds of years. But now it's just coming to the surface. That's why I'm saying it's a foregone conclusion. This is history unfolding.
Are you familiar with, history as well as prophecy, are you familiar with the Fatima prophecies too?
Oh yeah, of course.
Well, all right, now this Pope is making a big to-do about it and bringing the names of the children up at this particular time give them a commemoration status. What are your thoughts on that?
The way he's doing it is very weird because there were three children there, and he's only canonizing two of the three, which is odd.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything that he's doing is off. He's doing is slightly off, which means it's like when he says the death of Christ was a failure. He says things like that he's like the ultimate conjurer. So he's, everything that he does is, there's one piece always missing.
It's dialectical,
It's completely dialectical because he's totally going against tradition.
Yeah, and, I agree. That's very observant of you, yeah.
I just want to basically lay that out for you from my perspective so you can get off your other callers.
Sure, thank you. Well, all right, that's
no
fine. What do you think? Art, do you have any comment on what's been said? You haven't had a chance to speak.
Well, we got to see how it actually plays out. I know he wants to try unification. I'm not sure it's really going to fly. There's too much resistance to it, but it'll be interesting to see.
Well, you know what the Zionists have always wanted, the whole of Jerusalem, right?
Right, correct.
And they have to have it to declare themselves as what they call themselves, Judeans and Judites.
Right. And I think if they actually try to build something on the Dome of the Rock, that's when you're going to see things in the Muslim community all heck
wow. break. Yeah, fascinating. All right, let's do this now. Sam's going to play for us these first two clips. Sam, you can play them back to back. There are two former Israeli officials, Dori Gold, and the next one is Emir something or other. I don't have it in front of me. But both of them are being interviewed about the status now of the latest peace proposals and what may happen with poor little Israel. Let's put them together, the first two clips. Okay.
We bring in former Netanyahu confidant, current Netanyahu confidant, Ambassador Dori Gold. Dori, so much has changed here in the 30, 40 years since you've been in Israel. It used to be that Arab armies were threatening Israel in the 70s and in the 80s. Now it's a very different threat that you're seeing. Is that something that you're going to talk to President Trump about, that he's going to be hearing about?
Well, of course, nobody can guarantee what the Middle East is going to look like in 5 years, 10 years, or 15 years. And anyone who pretends to know is making a huge mistake.
We learned that with the Arab Spring.
If there's one thing we learned from the Arab Spring, it's don't assume that what was there yesterday will be there tomorrow. And therefore, Israel needs to protect itself from all kinds of eventualities. The Iranians are now seeking to achieve territorial contiguity from the Persian Gulf all the way to the Mediterranean, through Iraq, through Syria, through Lebanon.
So where does Israel put its political capital during this visit? The president's on the ground for 26 hours here. Is the message to the president, hey, look, we really want to make a peace deal with the Palestinians? Is the message Israel's under an existential threat? What is the takeaway?
I think it's very simple. Let's focus on two things. Number one, the Jordan Valley. The Jordan Valley has been the front line of Israel's defense since 1967. The Jordan Valley is something which Yitzhak Rabin, the man who started the whole Oslo peace process, warned in his last Knesset speech, Israel must retain the Jordan Valley in the widest sense of that term. So that's our front line. We're not giving up the Jordan Valley, and Israeli polls show 80% of the public wants to retain the Jordan Valley. And let me just one other point. Jerusalem. In an era in which holy sites are being blown up all over the Middle East, in Egypt, in Iraq, in Syria, we're going to turn over the holy sites of Western civilization to Mr. Abbas, to Hamas, or ISIS? Israel, and only Israel, will protect Jerusalem for all the great faiths. And I hope the U.S. administration understands that.
All right, so more on that very issue in terms of the holy sites and Christian persecution with Chris Mitchell in a minute. Back to this trip with President Trump. Okay, so this is a president who says he wants to make a deal. Deals require concessions by both sides. Is there anything that the Israelis are going to bring to the table that's going to be different, that is a new inducement, if you will, for a deal? What are the concession points?
Well, before we talk about Israeli concessions, let's ask ourselves one fundamental question. Do we have bridgeable differences between the parties?
So there's a possibility that there can't be a deal.
Well, I think there are deals that can be done. That's my personal view. But
you think there's a deal? I just want to button this up. You think there's a deal that can be done that, in an intellectually honest sense, that the Palestinians would agree with as well? There's something out there that both sides, given their current positions, could reasonably agree to.
What many of us who have been involved in negotiations for more than 15 years have concluded is that a final status deal covering all the issues like Jerusalem, like security, like borders, is not in the cards right now.
Okay.
But more limited understandings can be reached that are important for the Palestinians and important for Israel. And that's what we should be aiming for.
Well, we've heard President Trump say he wants to make a deal, so we'll see if he settles for what you say, an interim deal, or keeps pushing. Ambassador, appreciate your time, sir. We know it's valuable.
My pleasure.
Thanks.
Okay, next clip.
Later this month, President Trump will make his first foreign trip since taking office. He goes to Israel and Saudi Arabia. Joining us now, former mayor of Shiloh from Israel, David Rubin. David, welcome back.
Thank you, Stuart.
What's going on here? The president goes to Saudi Arabia and Israel. Is this a new peace process?
Well, it's an interesting kind of peace process or cooperation between between the two countries, interestingly. There's been a convergence of interests. Israel and Saudi Arabia both are very concerned about the terrorist threat and the nuclear threat from Iran. And at the same time are concerned about the extreme Islamic terrorism. So there has been that convergence. Both Saudi Arabia and Israel were very, very upset with President Obama because Obama was adamant about getting that Iran deal at any cost. And he did get that. And as a result, the security of Israel, Saudi Arabia, the Persian Gulf, and the Middle East as a whole is it's bedlam.
So there's a common interest between Saudi Arabia, home of the Wahhabis,
yes,
which are militantly anti-Israel, and Israel itself.
It's interesting because the Saudi Arabians can't say that. They would never say it publicly. It's absolutely taboo in the Islamic world to say anything positive about Israel. But I believe that if Israel needed to attack Iran, to attack their nuclear facilities at some point in the future.
So that would that's a possibility? They'd cooperate?
They would have the airspace, I believe, over Saudi Arabia.
The Saudis would give them the airspace, allow them to do that?
I believe so. They would never say so, of course.
Yes, but that is wildly different from anything we've seen in the past.
Yes, but again, it's a quiet thing. It's a quiet cooperation. If Israel were to do such a thing, the Saudi Arabians would be out there pushing UN resolutions against Israel, crying fire against Israel. But that's the situation, yes.
Is there something going on under the surface here? Because the leader of the Palestine Liberation Authority...
You mean Mahmoud Jihad Abbas.
Well, okay, whatever you say, but Mahmoud Abbas, I understand.
Well, that's what he believes in, holy war against all non-Muslims.
But he was in the White House, and now the president goes to Saudi Arabia and Israel. We have to believe that there's something going on under the surface, which we've not seen before.
There's nothing going on with Mahmoud Abbas, I assure you. What's going on is two parallel tracks. You have the cooperation, the tacit cooperation between Israel and the Persian Gulf nations. And then on the other hand, you have President Trump talking peace process and meeting with Mahmoud Jihad Abbas in Ramallah. There's really nothing to be gained there, because what is going to happen is that he'll go to Ramallah, they'll talk peace, they'll talk negotiations, maybe they'll even make a date for a peace conference of some kind. And meanwhile, Abbas is still paying thousands of dollars to every terrorist who commits an attack against
that's
Israelis.
That's an issue that came up in the discussions, that the Palestinians do pay the families of terrorists a monthly stipend, keep them going, and President Trump, I believe, said, knock it off, don't do that, that gets in the way of things.
Well, it's been said before, I'm not sure if they're going to hold by it. But another interesting thing, Stuart, is that President Trump is coming to Israel on May 22nd. May 23rd is Jerusalem Day. Jerusalem Day is a national holiday in Israel when we commemorate the reunification of Jerusalem in 1967 in the Six-Day War under Israel's sovereignty. So the convergence of dates, it's just quite interesting, because I find it hard to believe that President Trump is planning to come on May 22nd, the day before Jerusalem Day, after having promised during the campaign that he's going to move the American embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv and finally recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, if he's not intending to do something of that sort. I predict we're going to hear, if not an actual concrete step to move the embassy, I believe that President Trump will recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
It's good stuff.
Bingo. All right, bingo. You heard it first here on Rick Adams Uncensored. We've got a break coming up, but Art, doesn't that pretty well spell it all out for us today as to what's going on and who's in the driver's seat here?
Yes, it does, unfortunately. And obviously, you know, we got our puppet master working to their agenda, going over there.
All right. Okay, we'll come back to that. We still have another clip in the next half hour. We got a call. And folks, you stay tuned. Exciting things are happening as we speak. We'll return with Rick Adams Uncensored.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, all right. We're back right now, folks. And, Art, you know, it's always wonderful to hear the horse's mouth do the speaking. You heard two clips. The last one was from a former mayor in Jerusalem, and you heard what he had to say, and how what they're doing is essentially courting and fronting for and using the Saudi government as their go-between to destroy what is basically the whole point of what is Iran, the Iranian Republic of Iran, and they are the main obstacle to this war against us. That is, Iran stands firmly against this terror network that was created by the Synagogue of Satan in 1948 with the fig tree generation. So here you have both of them admitting that basically what you have here is a formula, and that Donald Trump serves that formula. His picking of the 22nd is no accident. This is the anniversary of that taking of that land, the reunification, as he calls it, of the city of Jerusalem. Now, the city of Jerusalem is still divided today. It has to be totally under the authority of the Kenite army, that is, the rulers of the city, which are these so-called Jews, in order to fulfill Bible prophecy. And that is exactly what's happening right now as we speak. They are doing exactly what God said they would do before the very end. They have to have that city under their control, and they're going to do it surreptitiously and through the disguise of they can't conquer all their enemies. They will bring them to the ecumenical table, and then create this new religious apparatus. You say that's what they're doing, as you pointed out a few moments ago. Isn't this fascinating?
It is fascinating. It's also very threatening to national security and global peace, because you know they want to get their way, come hell or high water, and they don't care about the consequences. That's always the way they've been. They always go too far, and that's the reason they fall apart, because they don't know when to stop.
And they will be stopped. But here's the point: is that these people are obsessed with this idea that they are chosen to rule over the whole world with their father, who is Satan, and they want that world for themselves. As you said, they want everybody submissive. That's why they believe Jerusalem is their city, and Jerusalem is the city of peace. And here they are. They say they're going to bring peace to the city. Peace and prosperity, peace and safety is what they intend to bring. So this is prophetic. It is, as you said, historical. And what we have is a perfect formula for this prophecy to unfold. This is the prophecies that the apostles spoke of, Matthew and Mark and Luke particularly, and goes back to Isaiah and Jeremiah and Daniel and Ezekiel. So what they're doing is just, now you can see how when this Third World War comes, this conflict, okay, Iran will be involved with the Soviet Union because they're forced to, okay? The old Red Rouge Communist Party apparatus will come back, and they will be forced to wage a war against the United States and an invasion. So, you know, you're seeing who is the driving force behind Russiagate. Who is the driving force behind these leaks? Who is the driving force behind Trump? Who is the driving force behind Pence? And what is happening unbeknownst to the American public right now? It is nothing more than he said, she said, they said, we said. But it's deeper, and it's coming. God is sending us to warn the people of what will befall the world in the end times. This is the story of two seed lines. Cain's seed line and God's seed line. So if we don't understand that in the book of Genesis, then we don't understand what's going on at this moment. These two clips that we have played here today will be on the archives. You can hear them. You can look them up yourself. But they're very key. The clips that will be coming out tonight and tomorrow and the next day for the next 5 days are going to be very fascinating to see what comes out of this, particularly what the Vatican response will be, Art. So I think this is just amazing stuff. Just amazing, folks. All right. We're up against the next break in just a moment, I think. And then we're going to play another clip. But in the meantime, let's see if we can squeeze Ed in from Utah. Come on up, Ed.
Yes. Hello, Rick and Art.
Yes.
Just listening to you, Rick, it sure sounds like you were articulating Brzezinski's grand chessboard.
Yes, yes. That's what they planned, wasn't it, huh? Stay with us. Stay with us, Ed. Now it's time for our break. Art, if you can stay, you stay too. He won't be with us next week. So go up and just...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now, and Ed is with us still from Utah. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, just a couple things, Rick. You were talking about the tribe and and their tolerance. They preach tolerance.
Yes.
This goes back age. Just to remind people, some maybe never heard, back in the mid-1800s, they had something called the Know-Nothings. And what I found, a good piece by the late Michael Collins Piper from the American Free Press. Mm-hmm. He did a piece on them. The one that founded the party, it was like a one-man band, the sole Jewish member of Congress, Levin. And he founded the Know-Nothing parties, whose basic platform was... You talk about love and helping your fellow man, was to prevent the potato famine Irish from taking refuge in the United States.
Wow.
What love. Yeah. What an expose that Piper did, as he did so great work in exposing these people. But my comment on today's situation with President Trump, and you so eloquently laid out what does look like is the cast has been dyed. Every optimist here with me concerning Donald Trump, that's all we've got is some hope. They noticed in the clip that you played, that mayor of Shiloh, his unease with, he says, this should happen. We should have it. Well, I guess it ain't over till the fat lady sings. They don't know. They still view President Trump, Rick, as a loose cannon. And, of course, I'm hoping he's ultra loose, and drops a bombshell on them of sorts, and that I go back to the USS Liberty, which also is going to be sharing 2 weeks after the reunification Liberty, as 50 years.
Anniversary.
USS Liberty.
Yeah.
And, yes, anniversary. And they seem uneasy. And again, it's not hope without all merit. Some merit is this. We know the tribe runs our media thoroughly. They do seem determined, putting Rosenstein in there, as special counsel, and all this stuff to bring him down or keep him in line.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Rick, they're not sure what he's going to do for them, ultimately. They're really not. And,
well, they never trust. You're right. They install people, they coax them, they coach them, but they don't trust the dumb goy. And, you know, that's the thing. You can never trust a goy because he might get ideas. And that's what Nixon, you know, Nixon had the same ambitions, and they ditched him without killing him. And they're going to do the same thing with Trump. As far as they're concerned, they'll dump him if he ultimately fails the test. But this week, I think, Ed, in art, is the most important week of this year so far. Not Russiagate and all the ruminations and where it came from, certainly not even the economy. All of these other issues take back seat right now to what's happening in the Middle East, because this is the area in which the Third World War will start.
Absolutely. Rick?
Yes.
One final comment to that. It still is. It's so jarring. It's so words can't describe how I'm feeling looking at this stage in the Middle East next week, when in the hands of one man, despite all his faults, despite his past, he was one of them to be sure. Even though I voted for him, Donald Trump, one man could right now change everything by just showing up with Phil Turney and honoring the men of the USS Liberty.
Yeah.
One move could do it.
Yeah. If he had the courage and the guts, and if he had the, really, to be honest with you, the belief in that God that he quotes all the time, he keeps invoking the name of God. Well, which God does he serve? We have to ask him to come out clean, come out of the closet and take the stand now, or you'll have to answer for it later. There's no middle ground.
You're right, Rick, and this is the moment, as you've laid out. This is the stage and the moment. We'll see if he passes this test.
Well, it would be a major embarrassment to them if he were to drop a bombshell. But you remember what he said? He said when he held the press conference with his boss, Bibi. What did he say? He said, you're going to love it. He said, I have a plan, meaning they have a plan, for the Middle East, and it's going to bring peace to the Middle East, and you're going to love it. You're just going to love it. I promise you that. Well, I'm not too optimistic that I'm going to love it, but time will tell this week, in just a day or so, what does emanate from this. All right.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Thank you, Ed. Always a pleasure. Art, any other final comments from you on what Ed has just said?
Well, I would agree that we have to see what he's going to do this week. I would also add in not only Phil Turney, but Rachel Corrie's parents should be there too.
Yes.
Right. And also I would bring in the part of the government that does RICO investigations and organized crime. I would think that would be another appropriate situation there. And the most important one be the finance committees for the Senate and the House to basically say, hey, you're basically being definanced immediately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wouldn't it be nice if he mentioned the name of Mordecai Vanunu and said, where is Mordecai? Can I meet with him? You know, he blew the whistle on Israel's nuclear arsenal.
Right. The nuclear arsenal that they stole from the Apollo plant in Pennsylvania under the protection of Arlen Specter, who covered up the JFK assassination, that one, along with the Bush family.
Same one, huh?
Right. And, you know, you go into that, there's a direct connection between Raphael Egan, who was there the week before the material disappeared, who also was the go-between for Jonathan Pollard, and Mistella, I believe her name, who was the executive director of the ADL, passing the information from Jonathan Pollard on to Israel, who then went over to, you know, the information that went to Russia and to China.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, with friends like that, who needs, you know, who needs them?
Well said, well said. Now, what's going on your website? Any time to devote to it this week? www.noplateforcorruption.com is the name. Sorry.
Right. Yeah, I got to do some more updates, but I haven't done it recently. Unfortunately, been.
I know you've been very busy, very busy. Yeah, and you're so gracious to come on and stay here with me for such a time. But you have so much to say, and I know you didn't have much time today to say it because we only have 2 hours. So much is going on, but. If you wish to stay, fine. If you have to leave, we understand it. Next weekend, what is it, Memorial Day weekend, you'll be away, right?
Yes, and wish everybody the best for the holiday. And also remember, the reason we have our freedom is because we fought for it. And remember what Patrick Henry said, because that's what's going to come, that's how I see it's going to come down.
Ever be vigilant is something we must think of. The words of Everett Hale as well, and Patrick Henry and, you know, James Madison and others, just think Washington's farewell address, totally ripped up, totally burned in the ashes by these neocons and the synagogue of Satan. And this is what has become America now, war, terror, chasing enemies across the globe, and then peace at the end. What a bunch of nonsense. It's total,
right.
Total baloney.
Well, politics, like physics, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction.
Yeah, there you go again.
Mm-hmm. So wait till you see the reaction. For instance, California being so liberal, what'll happen? It'll be one of the most conservative places in the entire planet after this plays out and goes the other way.
Right.
All right,
we have Kathy on the line from Massachusetts. Can you stay? Because she has a question for you. Yeah. All right, just stay for this last question. Kathy, come on up.
Hi, Art. I left Massachusetts, actually. That's why I said I'm from Massachusetts, but I'm not in Massachusetts right now. And all of this is very, very overwhelming knowledge, okay? And even if you guys are half wrong, just knowing an inkling about this is very, 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 it's overwhelming. And I can't talk about this with anybody anywhere, okay? I'm poor, and when you're poor, you get basically discredited, you understand me? Everyone just assumes you did it to yourself. But mm-hmm. I'm meeting many people that are so poor. We are treading water. My income has been cut back to $625 a month because where I live, they're saying, oh, I'm in Missouri. They're saying, oh, you're rich now. Your rent's adjusted. And, like, basically, I, college degree, don't drink, smoke, or do drugs, no mental illness, no addictions. I can even cut coffee cold turkey if I need to. And I'm living in the projects for the first time in my life. And it's a lot more stable housing than in Massachusetts. But listen, it's crazy here. The right-wing bitter judgmentalism, this reactionary right-wing stuff, it's very, very scary, okay? And I've been treated very well by a lot of Jewish people in Massachusetts. So it's kind of weird because it's this right-wing Protestant doing this abusive stuff here. You know, they go off on people. They don't like anyone but themselves. They're clannish. And it's like, where do you go? It's like there's something very, very bad going on in this country. But there are many people now that are entering the system that don't belong here. And then people say, oh, no one belongs there. But it's like you can't live on $10 an hour anywhere. It seems hopeless. And I'm just thinking, you know, what am I supposed to do? I'm isolated from medical care here, but my housing is stable. You see, it's a catch-22. It's a trifecta. I mean, what are we supposed to do?
So is that your question for Art? Is that what you're asking,
well,
Art?
Well, I guess kind of. It's like, you know, Art, you're a bright man. I need somebody with a very bright mind to sit here and troubleshoot this with me, because going back to work for $8 or $10 an hour as a type 1 diabetic is a death sentence, especially if Trump care comes in, period. You have no access to anything. I've got a tooth right now. I lost a filling, and I have no access to dental care here. One of the dental agencies where they help people that are very vulnerable told me they've got people with, you know, a dozen infected teeth in their head right now. They can't get into an oral surgeon. It's like a nightmare here, and this is a lot safer, say, than Texas. It has no coverage for working poor dental or people on Medicaid, none. I mean, what are you supposed to do out here? It's insanity.
Well, first of all, the whole health care, the way they reformed it, was a giveaway to the big corporations. The health care providers made a fortune. The revenue they got doubled, okay? has nothing to do with providing health care. They really wanted to do this to solve the problem. They would have done something like a catastrophic health insurance plan and then basically set up local medical communities, co-ops, to basically solve these problems. They didn't want to solve these problems. It's basically, it's a major tax, okay? The problem with the health care, because I'm the ones that are paying it, and it's like it's cost me over $25,000 to deal with this Obamacare in 3 years. We need to do something, okay? And we need to do it, bringing the medical community involved with it and bringing the people who actually need the medical services in. So I think what the first step is, you have to not address me, address your local legislature and your local community, find out the people who are able to make these changes.
Well, I'm not feeling any love here. Let's just say this, that I'm not in a place to do that right now. There's a lot of bullying here, adult bullying. It's like very, very bizarre, and it's clannish. So I basically am trying to pray for my next step. You know, where do I go next? You know what I'm saying? But my housing is stable, see, so how do you give that up, right? But the truth is this. I've got one guy at the church that I attend, and he said, the insurance companies are bailing out because they weren't profitable. How do you explain that? Where can I get data to show him that that's not true? You know, what web page is there, a site you could recommend? And could you do a show just addressing this healthcare situation? Maybe we could talk privately, and I could explain my situation, because there are no answers. I had a social worker in Boston, an upright 62-year-old Catholic man at a major world-renowned hospital at Joslin Diabetes Center told me, quote, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, of your tunnel, and it's a freight train, and it's headed straight at you. He's got type 1 diabetics living in gym closets, and they can't leave Massachusetts because they have safety nets for working poor people. They don't require people to get onto disability in order to get their health care, you see? So for all the negatives in Massachusetts, they do take better care of their working people. I don't want to be in this situation.
All right. Well,
I need a car.
We just don't have all the rest of the program, and I sympathize with you. I've been in the same situation, not as bad as you, but it's been very tough. But if you want, send me an email if you can. I can forward it to Art, and maybe he can show you where to go or give you some pointers, okay? All right, dear. All right, thank you. I appreciate that, Kathy. All right, Art, I will let you go, and we hope, God willing, we'll be able to bring you back up again in a couple of weeks. Thank you for all you do, and you have a very good family event and a good Memorial Day weekend for yourself.
You too, and the rest of RBN, and anybody can help out RBN, please give them some money. They need it. Catch you all.
Amen. Okay. All right. Thanks again, Art. All right, we'll let him go. Folks, I think we just have a little bit of time before the break. I don't think we have enough, but I would like to play when we come back. I will leave you. I will leave you on this clip, the next clip that I intended to play. And it sums up this trip of Mr. Trump perfectly from the scriptures. So I want you to stay tuned. As a matter of fact, if we have time now, Sam, we have a moment or so, maybe we could start it. Pause it and come back to it. All right, let's do it.
From the White House that the purpose of Donald Trump's first overseas trip as president is to unite peoples of all faiths around a common vision. And we heard that he will do that on this trip to Mecca and Jerusalem and Rome by broadcasting a message of unity to the faithful of three of the world's greatest religions. And these were the words of General H.R. McMaster, who spoke at the White House press briefing today about Trump's first foreign trip. And he said that the president had set the objectives for this trip. And the trip has three core purposes. One is to affirm America's global leadership. The second is to build relationships with world leaders. And the third is to, again, broadcast this message of unity to the faithful of three of the world's religions. Quoting McMaster, "This trip is historic. No president has ever visited the homelands and holy sites of the Jewish, Christian, and Muslim faiths all in one trip. So the White House is saying that Rome is the homeland and the holy site of the Christian faith. They are calling the Vatican the holy site of the Christian faith. Quoting McMaster again, President Trump is seeking to unite peoples of all faiths around a common vision of peace, progress, and prosperity. He will bring a message of tolerance and of hope to billions who profess these faiths.
Well, we made it. We made it right there. We'll come back in the last 5 minutes or so of the program today, folks. And we will do that when we return. Rick458 at Cox.net.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right, here you have it, folks. We've been saying this for a long time on these programs consistently. I've been telling you about the Man of Sin will come as a peacemaker. He will bring all religions together. He won't condemn religion. He will be the epitome of all religion. He will come as who? As Jesus. The fake Jesus will come claiming to be him, to be God, and actually thrusting himself above all that is called God, sitting in the place where he ought not be. And that city will be Jerusalem. And that is why the rulers of the city of Jerusalem are the Kenites, the sons of Cain, who are predestined to fulfill God's negative plan in this age, that they will bring about the very destruction that is their own. They will wind up doing to themselves, as one previous caller said, overreaching and, unfortunately, reaching to their own death knell. So this is what we have to consider now. We're looking at events that are so prophetic, that have been named by the scriptures, by the prophets, right down to the very day that we live in today, thousands of years ago, that could not be the work of men. It could not be the prophecies of ordinary men with crystal balls or anybody else. None of this Nostradamus stuff. This is God speaking to this generation today, making it plain that we better get prepared. Most of all, not with our bodies, but with our minds, our souls. Because it is going to be a very deceptive time to come. It's going to be very difficult to kick against the pricks. One more thing I want to get to. General Flynn's name came up again, and I hearkened to you a few months ago when he was fired, when he was forced to be fired, that one of the things he did not want was this war with Russia. Well, that's true. Also, in addition to that, was he did not want the neocon agenda to be fulfilled with regard to arming the Kurds with regard to Turkey and NATO. He knew it was destructive. He said arming the Kurds now with regard to Syria would be a big mistake, again, allegedly to fight ISIS, which was created by the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Israel particularly. So we have this perfect storm, this perfect matrix that was created by the very people that now say we must end it. Who's kidding whom? My audience is too savvy. You know the story, and that's where it ends. All right. I think we have, no, that's it. We don't have any more callers right now. So we'll let you go at this point, and we are going to end the program on a note where we, again, contemplate what lies ahead this week. From week to week, events are transformed almost completely in a matter of minutes. So bear that in mind, folks, that things could change very quickly, most of all economic things. Set your house in order, your priorities in order, and get to understand that we are in these times of the end, that we are going to see worldwide destruction in the sense of economics, financial collapse, political upheaval, militarism, and then Johnny on the spot is all set to be there in that temple in Jerusalem to bless you with peace and prosperity, peace and safety. And when they shall say those words, sudden destruction shall come upon them, like travail upon a woman with child, you know, the birth pangs, and they shall not escape the destruction to come, the wrath of God. All right. Fascinating show again, folks. Next week we'll have some guests, maybe, and Art will be away. So watch our programs, YouTube, The Deadly Experiment. Thank you all for supporting RBN. Rick Adams, goodbye, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.